Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Help of God series is Why Go to God, Part 1. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 146 and verse 3. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. A while ago, I went for a function with my husband and our boys, and my car got stuck in very deep and thick mud. We tried every trick in the book to get that car out of the mud to no avail. People passed by us, all rushing in to meet the function, empathized with us, but no one offered to help. Understandably, everyone was well-dressed and would have messed up their outfits. Plus, they were already late for the function they were going in for. I sat down and I said a simple prayer. Lord, please help us. It was dark, and every passing minute made the situation more difficult to get out of. Suddenly, as if out of nowhere, a lady comes over and says she wants to help. Now, I heard her friends clearly tell her she shouldn't get involved and she should just leave us alone and move on. She insisted that she would help. She came over to us, tried to help us and couldn't, walked down the road, got a man who was carrying a baby to hand over the baby to his partner and come and help us. Now, it turns out that that man was well experienced in such maneuvers, and within 10 minutes, had got our car out of the mud. We had been battling with the car for over 2 hours. Was it a man that helped me? Yes. Did I randomly choose to seek help from a man? No. I asked God for help, and he chose which resource to use to come through for me, his child. The Bible says there is no help in man. For a long time in my life, when I encountered a situation, my first reaction was to scan in my head for who to go to for help. It took certain occurrences in my life to bring me to the place where I realized that there really is no help in man. God is my go-to person for help. He then sends the people or lays the right people in my heart if need be. If I had started asking for help from man myself that evening, I may have met with loads of no's, which may have discouraged me or made me bitter. I may have met someone who may have damaged my car with the wrong maneuver. Anything could have gone wrong. But with God, he chooses the right resources and people. I will recommend a full reading and meditation on Psalms 146 to understand why the Bible continually admonishes us to not look to man for help. Our anchor scripture again has repeated the same instruction. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a man in whom there is no help. The last scripture we discussed said the help of man is useless. Today the Bible is saying there is no help in man. My dear listeners, no matter how powerful, wealthy or spiritual a man on his own has no capacity to help another person. Psalm 146 subtly gives us the manifesto why God is the only source of help. That psalm lists out so many attributes that God has that makes him incomparable to man as a helper. And we will go through these in the next few episodes. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.